As part of ILTA's Law 2020 series, we're talking with Tony Abina, President of Business of Law for Thomson Reuters. Tony, the practice of law is one thing, but at the end of the day, the practice of law is still also a business. And that, of course, faces its own unique set of challenges. Lately, the business of law has been undergoing a lot of changes. People would even say maybe even some severe dislocations are taking place these days. Can you tell us what you see in terms of some of the major changes that are taking place these days in terms of the business of law?
Sure, Leonard. The business of law in many ways hasn't changed, but there have been some fundamental changes, I think, really post-recession. One of the things we've seen is law firms and their business models. Law firms are changing the way they operate and also their ability to the way they price work and budget work and execute work. So we're seeing a real focus on efficiency, a real focus on alternative fee arrangements, a real focus on trying to figure out how to get the right information to the right attorney at the right time so they can practice efficiently and deliver as much value to the client as they possibly can. It's really interesting to see how far those changes span across the firm. So it's interesting. It's the business of law used to be in one part of the firm and practice in the other, but now you're seeing kind of a blending between the practice and business of law. Every day it's important that these attorneys understand how to practice efficiently and deliver the most value to their clients.
You talk about the melding of the business of law and the practice of law, which to me sort of sounds like somewhat of a structural change. When you mix that in with, you mentioned the pricing pressures from clients, obviously things like globalization, some consolidation is taking place in the law firm space these days. If you were to sort of look into the crystal ball a bit, how do you see the law firm of the year 2020 looking different from the way law firms look and operate today?
Well, on one hand, I don't see huge changes around the way they're structured from a partnership standpoint. I think law firms or professional services firms, they're partnerships. You know, they're not corporations. So I don't see a legal corporation, although I do see a variety of different kinds of legal services providers emerging, whether it's LPO, legal process outsourcing firms. Those kinds of things will happen. But I think in terms of just the law firm, they will stay partnerships. What I think will happen is that the firms that are leading, that are agile, that are winning, that are more competitive and deliver more value for clients are going to leverage in a much different and much more extensive way a variety of different technologies. They're going to have better access to firm information and what they know about clients and relationships they have. They're going to be delivering much more effectively. They're going to use technology to help create work product that's much more streamlined and much quicker. I think in terms of financial systems, they're going to be able to disseminate financial information across the globe to their different offices in a much more efficient and effective way. And quite frankly, I think one of the most important things that will happen is that the firms that we think will be the most competitive will have their strategy and governance sort of figured out and deployed in a much more effective way so that partners understand the strategic imperatives of the firm across the globe. What you see today is that there's sort of an unequal amount of that. Some offices and some locations seem to be more aligned to the firm's kind of imperatives in certain firms. And in other places, you see this really strong alignment. And I think the most important thing that's going to happen is between technology, process, and people, the most competitive firms are going to be aligned across the board, across those kinds of three areas. And I think that ends up being a firm in 2020 that's going to be winning a lot of business.
Now, to get to that, what do you see as some of the key technologies that can help make that happen? And what are going to be some of maybe the technology challenges to implementing those technologies and getting there?
Well, one technology that's important today and getting a whole lot more important is around, I think, SharePoint and just the ability to sort of leverage firm information and outside information to make better decisions. I think knowledge management systems, I think document management systems, all of those are kind of built on mostly old paradigms. I think they're going to have to break out and change. I think we're seeing in the world today, whether it's the social media players like LinkedIn or Facebook, we're going to see a whole lot more focus on collaboration. So I think one of the big opportunities and big challenges is going to be how do firms enable the right balance of collaboration in the firm appropriate to their culture and the way that they're set up. And I think it's a terrific opportunity, but it's going to be challenging for a lot of firms to strike the right balance. And I think some of those technologies like SharePoint, like some of the things we provide and others in the profession provide, firms are going to have to figure out how to meld those things together to create the right balance in terms of collaboration.
Well, those are some big challenges. I guess we'll have to check in with you in another 9 years and see how that played out. Tony, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Tony Abina is President of Business of Law for Thomson Reuters.